Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David For on Wednesday, the 10th of October, recording at 9:59 p.m. And it's still British summertime. Now, first the highlights here. Asian stock markets, strong. Amazing India, pushing higher even after yesterday's huge upward move. And perhaps even more amazing, China. Although not very recently, pushing to another new high. The European markets were mixed, mostly on the plus side with quite small gains, quiet day. Wall Street is soft, but not across the board. So it's interesting as the Dow's down. Well, we're still getting the final figures, but the Dow's down 93 at the moment, and the S&P 3.5, but the NASDAQ composite, which has been outperforming recently, as we have commented on a number of occasions, is up 6 points. Now, the government bond market. We had some selling in the gilts in here today, down 66 ticks on the futures. Bunds are barely steady. Incidentally, Australian bond prices are right back down on their lows. Perhaps not to be expected given the overall strength of the Australian stock market and economy. And U.S. Treasuries, against background of Wall Street's weakness, are slightly firmer, up 2 ticks on both the 30 and the 10. U.S. dollar is weaker in here today. It's off its lows, but it is down 185 on the dollar index at 78.34. And the euro is back up to 141.46. Sterling 204.15. Now, precious metals are firm in here today. Gold's up $3 at $740.90. Platinum, a big day here, tested the 1400 level, moved fractionally above it, closed at 1398. That's the spot price. Silver steady. Palladium's been leading the way. Palladium and platinum, they're in the pole position among precious metals. And what else to mention here? The industrial metals were all stronger in here today. Gold is up a dollar. I beg your pardon. Crude oil is up a dollar at 81.29. The soybeans are stronger today. So is corn. And I think wheat was as well. I'll just check on that. Wheat up 7 cents. That's not a lot in here. But soft commodities are mostly firmer. Lumber is the notable exception, down 490. Okay, so what's going on here overall? As far as stock markets are concerned, the inform markets have continued to race ahead, and they are, of course, the Asian stock markets and the resources markets. Now, resources from developed countries such as Australia to developing countries such as Brazil, they have almost identical, their indices have almost identical chart patterns. And these markets are underpinned by strong performance from their banking sectors. Another new high by the Australian banks in here today. Asian banks are generally firm, Japan accepted, although I'm optimistic that the Japanese and banks index has bottomed, as I've been saying, for at least a couple of weeks now. And the current action, we have some overbought markets in terms of short-term momentum plays, RSI plays, if you will, that applies to the U.S., a number of the Asian markets, but I don't look for anything more on the downside other than some modest pullbacks and consolidations. Now, if that's too optimistic, and remember there's still a heck of a lot of bears around, the risks, just look at the bank indices, particularly the Western bank indices, they were down today in Europe and the US. And while they're not in trouble, they haven't taken out the rising lows yet. They haven't done that all that well on the upside either. So the Achilles heel, only it's, you could say, the Achilles legs in here, are the banking sector for those Western stock markets. And breaks in the progression of rising lows on those indices, you can see them in the chart library, of course, would be a major concern, at least to me. Now, looking at the currency, well, let's take the government bond markets first. I mentioned that the Australian bond prices are retesting their lows, therefore yields are retesting their highs. Looks like this one will be leading the way in the next move upwards by yields. Best case scenario is that Australia just hovers around near those former support and resistance levels for a while longer. The bunds would appear next in line among the markets, the bond markets that I watch most closely. Then gilts, perhaps last the U.S. Treasuries. But what is up for grabs here is how much longer will the window of concern over growth remain open? Well, it's closing rapidly, or has closed in Australia, as I've just indicated, and it's in the process of closing in some of these other markets. And the longer bonds remain reasonably quiet, the better that would probably be for global stock markets. But I think it's unlikely that we'll see a spike in yields. But if I'm wrong in this, yields are much more likely to spike higher than to spike downwards. So, in other words, I'm not backing the recession hypothesis, I'm just backing the slowdown, which is fairly pronounced in the US. It could lead to some stagflation in Europe, and is also, all that slowdown continues in, well, no, I think we'll get a little bit of a slowdown in the rest of the world. I don't think we'll see much, though, and that will help to soften inflationary, or reduce lower inflationary concerns somewhat. But nothing stays constant in markets for very long, and those inflationary expectations will pick up again. So, as I say, it's really just a matter of how long will they. People still remain concerned about the growth slowdown rather than those inflationary pressures in the pipeline. I don't know the answer to that, but I think that we're unlikely to see that relaxed environment and concern dominated by growth, reflected by bond markets. We're unlikely to see that persist beyond the medium term. Long term, inflationary pressures are going to pick up. And therefore, this is a window where we could easily see some further interest rate cuts from the Fed, the Bank of England, possibly even the ECB, if not this year, next year. But that is sort of a medium-term move before they start to move upwards again as the global economy picks up steam at some point in 2008, as I expect. With Asia leading the way, resources economies leading the way, the US and Europe lagging once again. That's kind of the way I see it. Now, the dollar is important here in terms of a number of markets. Weaker dollar could compress those European growth rates a little bit further. Ditto in the UK. If we got a dramatically weak dollar, as I've said almost daily, that would be bearish for stock markets because it would create a crisis atmosphere or mentality. If we get the dollar ranging lower, which is what it's done so far, sideways, then down, if that continues, that will favor the US stock market, makes it cheaper for foreign investors, and helps US export earnings. But of course, a lot of that gain is offset by the currency weakness overall. So the danger, though, to repeat, is a dollar that accelerates downwards, and I think it's a real risk that that will happen at some point, although hopefully not for a while. Precious metals, I said I'd say more about gold in my comment today, although you haven't seen that. I haven't completed the formatting of that. But I think the precious metals are just warming up in here in terms of their upside potential. I think we do have some very strong upside scope. First, they underperformed for a very long time from that April-May period in 2006, pretty well up to the late part of August when this year when they started to perform again. They've got the weak dollar factor. They're strengthening against all currencies generally. The credit crisis and the problems for the banks have certainly revised interest. So in other words, they're back in fashion, and seasonal factors are favorable. So I think it would not be surprising, given the buildup of support on these chart patterns, if we saw some explosive moves on the upside in precious metals. Now, volatility is always a problem, and I have played it a little too cautiously, or have not been quick enough to take profits when they've run ahead a little bit too fast, or to replace on the stabs on the downside. But nevertheless, I have got long positions in all those precious metals. Not nearly so much as I would like to have, given the upside that I expect overall. I have a substantial gold share positions in my investment portfolio, so I'm represented there and aim to leverage up, probably behind strength. In these markets, that would be my strategy, in other words. But I do think there's a lot of potential here over the medium term, as I've indicated before. Industrial metals, these are better than most people think, and I think demand is going to remain quite firm here overall. I bought a little bit of zinc and nickel here today using those ETFSs, I think they're called. And what else to mention here? Petroleum, sideways to higher. That's been the way it has performed throughout most of its overall uptrends. A bit like gold, get these long ranging phases, and then a step upwards that occurs over a matter of weeks. Currently, we're in one of these ranging consolidation phases, but the long term outlook is for higher prices. Uranium getting interesting. It had leveled out a few, couple of weeks ago, but then resumed its decline more recently, getting a bit overextended. Again, all these industrial commodities are in bull markets. Uranium is no exception, and that first uptick on the uranium price will be interesting and a bullish signal. I think that's pretty much it. So, all the best, and I'll be with you again tomorrow.